The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof. Therefore, I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go and he goes, and to another, come here and he comes, and to my slave, do this and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. The faith and humility of the centurion in today's gospel takes Jesus by surprise. He's astounded by the simplicity and humility by which the centurion approaches our Lord. Humility is a prerequisite for belief. It's a prerequisite for coming close to our Lord. This virtue is the narrow road that leads to faith and to growth in the supernatural life, to the spiritual life, to our relationship with God. Humility is what allows us to understand Christ and see the world as he does. St. Augustine, in his commentary on this passage, notes that humility serves as the door through which the Lord would enter into the life of this just man, the centurion. So not only is humility how we come to know Christ, it is how Christ more closely unites himself with us. But what is humility? Humility is a proper understanding of who we are before God, and seeing ourselves the way that God sees us. 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, I want you to pay attention to these words because they're important and they're going to serve you pretty much for the rest of your life. Before God, as we stand before God, we are nothing, and we have to remember that. But to God, we are everything. Think about that and what that means. Before God, because he is infinite and we are finite, he is the creator, we are the creature, we are the created, we are nothing compared to God. As we stand before him, we are nothing, but to God, we are everything. From dust we came and to dust we shall return, so we are nothing, but to God, he sent his only begotten Son to die for us. For you, individually, because of the love that he has for you. So I want you to remember this as you go throughout your life, even today, try and keep it in your mind so that it can start to take root, because it is such an essential truth of the faith. And both of these ideas have to be kept in tension, that we are nothing, but we are everything. My brothers and sisters, this understanding is the key to humility. That we are everything to God, but nothing before him. And this humility is required to pass through that narrow gate that Christ has told us about on our way to heaven. We can't get there with pride. We can't get there with a puffed up ego, because it makes us too big to enter through the narrow gate. But if we are small, if we are humble, if we see ourselves as God sees us, and recognize who we are before him, it makes us small enough to get through that gate, to live with him forever.